we're back. Well, I say we're back. But those of you who were with us during the flip side with Ravi Noel, I left you about 2 hours ago. Good evening, and welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett, along with screaming kids in a hot tub out in the pool area of the hotel I'm enjoying in sunny and very cool for us, San Diego, California. And I'm prepping some things for tomorrow night. We may rerun a program from earlier this week, but based on where I'm going to be, I may be broadcasting live from Laguna Beach, California, a beach that typically is full of hot babes and muscular fruitcakes. Glad to have you here live on this 15th day of September, my son's 28th birthday, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. An interesting day. I went to bed at a moderately decent hour last night. By the time it was done, I had, if I'm lucky, maybe 3 hours of some very rough sleep. Got up around 3:30, hit the road a few minutes after 4, made the trip. The sun was at our back, which makes certainly driving in the mornings much better. And got over here, got into the hotel an hour earlier, several hours early. And, you know, did Robbie's program. We're here. We're going to have a few minutes of economic discussion tonight. I watched the Dow Jones Industrial roar up 186 points during the waning minutes of the trading day to close at 11,433. But what makes no sense is when you begin to look at the other headlines. Prices rising, weekly jobless claims rising, prompting questions of whether the U.S. is heading into a 1970s era stagflation. Oh, my. Could be interesting, huh? High prices, flat growth, worst of all worlds. Central banks around the world have joined forces to help bail Europe out. That doesn't make an awful lot of sense. U.S. is exposed to Europe in various ways, but I guess payback's a bitch because just a few years ago, the rest of the world was exposed to our economic debacle. I think we got some music running. I can't hear it, or I can hear it barely. Crank me up. We'll see in a couple minutes, huh? Can't you hear a bitter bad that comes? With a happy tune is your step. Life can be so divine. Right up the sun.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back, my friends, to a Thursday night installment of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Before I get back to market reports, etc., interesting day. You know, just several days ago, Obama came out with his so-called jobs bill, which is a joke, but so much of what emanates from his orifices is a joke anyway. Yes, the mispronunciation of that word was intentional. Congress and the White House should not waste time with short-term gimmicks to spur the recovery and shrink the deficit. That, according to House Speaker John Boehner, who is urging lawmakers to instead aggressively deregulate the economy and revamp the tax code to put people back to work. In a slap at Barack Obama, Boehner said employers of all sizes have been pummeled by new taxes and out-of-control spending from Washington. He went on to say they've been hurt by a government that offers short-term gimmicks rather than fundamental reforms that will encourage long-term economic growth. Facing a 9.1% and higher unemployment rate and preparing for a bruising election year, congressional Republicans and the White House have found some common ground over how to kickstart growth and create jobs. Republic rats have said they like parts of Obama's $447 billion job plan, including tax breaks for small businesses, passing trade bills, and cutting regulations. It seems to me that cutting trade bills back in the 1990s under a Speaker of the House, Little Newty Getrich, is what aided us in this continual demise of the American economic system with the passage of NAFTA, which Little Newty Getrich just promulgated and pushed and crammed up our you get the idea. But the Republicans come back and decry Obama's proposed infrastructure spending, and they balk at raising taxes to pay for the $447 billion package. So you see, once again, I don't know what Obama's plan has to do with jobs. It seems to have more to do with a way to come up with another $447 billion to maybe repair a couple of decrepit old bridges somewhere. It's not that they don't need to be done, but, call it what it is, pal. Boehner said it's a very simple equation. Tax increases destroy jobs. He spoke on the same day that the government reported a jump in consumer prices for August and a rise in initial jobless claims last week. In one piece of bright economic news, industrial output rose modestly in August, that according to the Federal Reserve. U.S. stock markets, meanwhile, rallied Thursday. Dow Jones Industrial Average did what? Now let's go back to that page if I can get there quickly enough. They closed up 186 points, ended their session at 11,433. The NASDAQ up 35 at 2607. S&P 500 up 20 points to close at 1209. Global Dow up 36 at $1,832. Gold in the aftermarket is up $11. It's up to $1,791 again, but another headline says, look, these $45 day-to-day swings in gold are getting to be old news. It's just nothing to get excited about. Oil off 21 cents a barrel at $89.19. And yet, traveling from Arizona to California, I just saw absolutely outrageous fuel prices. Pretty nasty. Over on the currency side, I found it quite interesting. The euro versus the dollar. Basically, it takes a dollar, almost a dollar 39 cents to buy 1 euro. Do you remember what it cost when the euro first came out, which was what, 2002, 2003? Seems to me it was somewhere about 80 cents American to buy a single euro. It now takes a buck 38, buck 39 to buy that same euro. The dollar is up slightly against the yen. It's down against the pound. Dollar index pretty flat at 76.28. I don't know what that means. It certainly doesn't mean the dollar is worth 76 cents. It's much closer to the 28 cents, or shall we say 4 cents, or even 2 cents, as Irene had brought up during Robbie's program several hours ago. I got a great way for you to invest money. Pour a whole bunch of your money into U.S. 10-year Treasury notes, and you'll get a whopping 2.8% per year for 10 years. Ladies and gentlemen, the interest paid on a passbook savings account, an old-fashioned savings account. Remember you used to take a little book into the bank, and you'd make a deposit, and they'd stamp the date and all the little good stuff on it? In 1968, it paid over 4.5%. And they want you to tie up your money in a 10-year treasury note for 2.8%. This one's even better. You don't want to go 10 years? I got a deal for you. Get yourself a 2-year treasury note, and they'll pay you 0.20 cents a year in interest. It's sickening. Absolutely sickening. So now we run over here, give you a little bit of daily update. As economic and political events on both sides of the Atlantic continue to unravel, drive the market, it has become increasingly difficult to figure out which side is presenting the gloomier news and what its impact will be not only on the precious metals markets, but on the equity and treasury and foreign exchange markets as well. European debt fears appear to be easing just a little bit as German Chancellor Angela Merkel appeared to be fully committed to supporting Greece, is now pushing for a common Eurozone bond. Of course, the flip side of this occurred a day earlier when Moody's downgraded the ratings of French banks. Credit Agricole and Societe Generale due to their extensive holdings of Greek debt. Of course, here in this country, we continue to see further proof that economic growth is ground to a halt. Congress and the president or resident at an impasse. We're left to watch a U.S. economy that will struggle not to fall back into the textbook definition of recession, which occurs when we have two consecutive quarters of economic contraction. Seems to me we're doing pretty well along those lines. And so, my friends, we're left to deal with tremendous volatility and volume on a daily basis. As gold has shown, it can have a 4% plus intraday range several days a week and an 8% dollar range over the course of a week. That has meant up to as much as $150 swing. These and these trading conditions are here to stay for the foreseeable future. And although gold and silver might feel a bit tired this week, we continue to look for the market to trend higher throughout the autumn and well into the winter, as it has done the previous 3 years. In the short term, look for gold to continue leading the complex and trade between $1,750 and $1,950. The two events that have the greatest potential to move the markets and likely drive gold higher and be the catalyst for a break above $2,000 an ounce would be a default by Greece and a Fed announcement next week, following the September FOMC meeting that indicates they are shifting to a more accommodative stance or actually considering QE3 or whatever they decide they may wish to call it at any given point in time. Where's my reload? Well, let's take a look and see what the metals are doing at this hour. In the after hours, rhodium still flat at $1,850 an ounce. Palladium flat at $722 an ounce, platinum up $2 in the aftermarket at $1,785. Silver down 14 cents at $39.77. And gold up 50 cents as of right now, $1,790.30. Let me share something with you very quickly on silver. We're going to move on. I received a report earlier today. I don't have everything up in front of me. I've got access to an unbelievable price on South African Krugerrands right now at $58 over spot. That's a rough estimate. Compare that with probably $85 to $95 above spot for an American Eagle. Also, as far as silver right now, we can pick up full boxes of Canadian maple leaves for about $2.85 over spot. So if you're looking in those directions, they're both excellent ways to go. Back to Monday, we'll have full access to junk silver bags again, full boxes of silver American Eagles, and we'll get you some updated pricing along those lines. Anyway, that takes care of most of what I wish to do from an economic standpoint this hour. I don't care to go any further than that. I do want to guide you to federalobserver.com. Robbie brought that subject matter up during the course of his program tonight, and we talked a little bit about the Federal Observer, its history and where it came from and how, et cetera, et cetera. Late last night, we posted a piece that came from Dr. Mercola, Red Alert, FDA set to ban your supplements. I want you to go read that piece. If you are taking alternative health supplements and dietary and muscular building, I'm not talking steroids, things of this nature, things like MSM, and we're not even talking colloidal silver because that's not even openly marketed in a retail scenario. It is in some respects, but they usually call it something else. Take a look at that column. Get a distinct understanding. There is a sample letter which we recommend you download and make it your own and sign it and date it. Get it faxed into your elected representatives, telling them to keep their stinking, dirty, rotten hands off vitamin supplements. And let's be honest. All they're going to do is put places like GNC and what's the other one Granny tells me about? It's Granny, I can't get your email, so don't send me one. Is it Patriot's Pride? Isn't that an alternative health factor? Well, I don't know. We're pushing time. Manny, just make sure I can hear music, man. I got screaming kids and pool water and wind going. And stay with us, my friends. We will be back right here on Life, Liberty, and all that jazz.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you will turn away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck. My life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking.
Welcome back, my friends.
Segment number, I don't know what, I'm losing track.
Listening to the marvelous Sarah Vaughan. You know, it's interesting. I have never had Sirius Radio. What's the other one? We got it in this car. Apparently the people that own this new car had it, must have paid for a whole year subscription to it. Well, that subscription stays with the car. It doesn't go with the people. And we were going through 100-some-odd stations, and there was jazz, and there was religious stations, and there was a whole bunch of garbage news, both, you know, both left and right-leaning, although there was probably only one right-leaning station against maybe 15 left-leaning ones, you know, NPR, CNBC, blah, 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 blah. And we flipped on this one station. Here's this voice that just, you know, this is a voice on the radio giving some garbage, and I began to realize it was Glenn Beck. And very monotone in his radio voice. I'm not as animated as he is on television. And all he could talk about, it was his trip to Israel, and he became ill, and don't let the staff see me, and they got him out of the back of the hotel, and they took him to this very, very private Israeli hospital, and apparently this hospital is more like a bunker. It's where Ariel Sharon went when he had his stroke. It's where some other guy who got killed over there got taken when he got shot, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, you sucker, just flat selling out to the big lie, Israel or Islael. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. Representative Luis Gutierrez, a demagogue from Illinois, recently thanked Obama for circumventing the legislative branch when it comes to immigration law. Now, as we discussed a couple weeks ago, Title 8, Section 1325 of the U.S. Code makes it a federal crime to be in the United States illegally. Nevertheless, the Obama administration in August, just last month, directed federal immigration officials to use prosecutorial discretion in deciding which illegal aliens to detain and deport. Gutierrez says, we had a president of the United States that recently was speaking at the National Council of Raza, who said during his speech that there are those who simply wish me to bypass Congress when it comes to immigration, and men in the audience clapped saying, yep, bypass Congress, bypass Congress. Well, these are words that Gutierrez told the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute conference just earlier this week. Oh, here we go again. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute, not to be confused with the CBC, which is the Congressional Black Caucus, don't ever dare let there be a CWC, a congressional, or a CHC, which would be a congressional honky Congress. We certainly can't have anything like that. Or is it just assumed that because the majority of the people who take up residency in the House and Senate happen to be of a extremely light-colored pigmentation, and therefore they don't have to designate themselves as a caucus? Well, Guterres goes on with his babbling, and Obama said, I cannot bypass Congress. The people in the audience said, yes, you can. You want to know something? They were right. He could, and he did, Guterres said. And I want to thank the President of the United States. I didn't think we had one. And I want to thank all of those that work at the White House for issuing new guidance when it comes to deportations. Now, Obama in July told the National Council of La Raza that although the idea of bypassing Congress and changing U.S. immigration laws on his own was, quote, very tempting, his hands were tied because that's not how our system works. Well, Guterres, if you're not familiar with him, who has criticized Obama for not taking up immigration reform, said that 1 million people have been deported from the United States during the past 30 months, but under the new policy, those who came to the U.S. as children will not be deported. It means that 1 million young immigrants to this country get to live and survive for another day, and that is a victory that they're not being deported, and as a matter of fact, there are cancellations of deportations, Guterres said. Well, then you get the DREAM Act, which would have granted young people a pathway to legalization if they went to college or served in the U.S. military, was rejected by Congress in December of 2010. But administration's new discretion policy will now allow them to stay in the U.S. under any circumstances. Well, 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 well. Guterres has shown his racist bias once again because he's predominantly standing up for Hispanic illegal aliens. Isn't that a surprise? Amazing. Going to the bottom of the hour break. Stay back with us. We're going to pick this dog and pony show up where we left off because Obama's run his mouth again.
There ain't nothing I can do or nothing I can say.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back. We're up to the long haul half hour, which I'm looking forward to. A couple of comments I'm going to make, and we'll move on. And this is always an interesting bag because what I'm about to say is an exceptional rarity. But I want to invite you to pick up your phones and call into the program tonight. Any subject you want to get into, make your point, let's move on. We'll get some other callers, or we'll sit around and discuss it. You've got the number, I think, because I don't have it in front of me, so hopefully you've got it. Hey, you want to ream me out about my subject matter? You want to support it? You want to go against it? Whatever, give me a holler. We're glad to do it. One of the pieces, it's 1-800-313-9443. Become a part of the program tonight on Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. I know I don't do it very often because I normally have a game plan, and I can keep on going if I have to. But let's get you in here tonight. Really interesting. Yesterday, Wednesday, September 14th, the resident of Pennsylvania Avenue was speaking at the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute's 34th Annual Awards Gala in Washington, D.C., courting Hispanics while promoting his new jobs plan. Now, here we go. Listen to this. Courting Hispanics while promoting his new job plan, Obama on Wednesday told the black and white Latino audience that his $447 billion package of tax cuts and public work spending would put more money into the pockets of Latino workers and business owners and increase opportunities for Hispanics. Forget whites, forget blacks. Oh, that's right. He's pandering to a particular audience. I forgot. Obama made his pitch to the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute. We already said that. Addressing an important constituency both in the voting population and in Congress, Obama kept up his vigorous public relations campaign for his economic measures while also beseeching the crowd to help him pass his education and immigration agenda. I didn't know he had an education agenda. Where did this one come from? Oh, did this have to do with education for illegals or for a particular group? I don't know. Lift up your voices, he tells the audience, that included Princess Cristina of Spain and Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Make yourselves heard, Obama continued. His economic plan, the administration's top priority, at least this week, received polite applause from the crowd. People saved their loudest approval for Obama's assurance that he remained determined to pass and rewrite the nation's immigration laws to offer a pathway to citizenship for 11 million undocumented immigrants. Only 11 million? What does that do to the other 29 million? Undocumented immigrants. Oh, excuse me, they're not undocumented, they're illegal. You know, how do they know there's 11 million or 12 million or 20 or 30 million if they're not documented? How do they know how many of them there are? Don't kid yourself, there's probably some swimming in the pool of a hot tub down below my room at the hotel in San Diego. It's getting cool out here. It's starting to get overcast. The evening stuff is moving in. You know, this We're still working on the finishing touches of our new website. It's not open yet, but we are working on it. As I mentioned, the site will be nostinkinamnesty.com. So I'll let you know as soon as it's up. I hope it's up in about a week, but that's going to depend on Rob. I do most of it, but there are certain things he has to do. So anyway, I love this stuff. He continues to blame the Republican resistance. It's been a long and frustrating road for all of us. Us? Oh, that's right, I forgot. He's illegal too, except I heard today that even the people in Kenya are now rejecting him and saying, oh no, he wasn't born here. He was born in America, baby. So he said the changes in immigration law are key to economic growth and would fulfill what he called the idea of America. Whose idea? Illegal immigration, according to the laws on the books, is still illegal in this country today. That is the idea of America. We're supposed to be a damn nation of laws. No matter what you may hear, in this country there is no us or them. There is only us, one nation under God, indivisible, Obama said. And immigrants are a part of that American family and a source of our strength. You know what, Obama? That's the first honest statement you made. Immigrants are a part of that American family, not illegal invaders. Well, in advance of his remarks, the White House said the jobs proposal would lower payroll taxes for about 25 million Hispanic workers and about 250,000 Hispanic-owned businesses. A statistic cited by the president to, resident, to argue his case. Moreover, the White House said the legislation could help the 344,000 Hispanics no longer working as carpenters or as construction laborers because of the recession. How do they know it's 344,000 if they're undocumented? You know how hard this recession has hit families, especially Latino families. The unemployment numbers for Latinos is somewhat less than the unemployed numbers of blacks, percentage-wise, based upon their known population, that is. Boy, does this guy pander to a particular group. I suppose he was off talking to some more auto workers today or more solar panel builders. And what is he going to say? You know how hard this recession has hit families, especially families supported by the solar panel manufacturing industry. And next week it'll be, you know how hard this recession has hit families, especially African-American families. Who cares what color, what heritage, what background? It's hit people, period. As far as what it's done for illegal aliens or, you know, hindering them, I frankly don't give a damn. Let them go back to Mexico and remake their own country. Oh, believe me, I've got some right down below me. I don't care. You know, we are living, ladies and gentlemen, in a state. And when I talk about a state, it's not a state of mind. It's not the state of Illinois or Georgia or the Carolinas or the Dakotas or the Californias. It's not Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Virginia's, nor Florida, nor Texas. We as a nation are living in the state of total chaos. My good friend and occasional contributing writer, Stephen J. Norling, and I say contributing, it's to the Federal Observer. He's also known as the Knife Man. We posted one of his columns last night. He's been back on a writing binge, and he's getting out one a week. And they may vary in topic from Agenda 21 to economics to health or education-related issues, welfare, I suppose. And I don't mean welfare from the standpoint of ADC checks. Stephen's latest column is entitled Total Chaos. And although while it's somewhat regionally based, the story is just not that unfamiliar. Stephen says, what are we looking at in this country, he asks. I believe we're looking forward to a time of total chaos. Just look at what happened in Wisconsin when the union did not get their way. Now there's supposed to be a nationwide protest on September 17th. That's 2 days from now. What is that going to be like? What's it going to entail? I have no idea, except that if it is outfits like the unions, ACORN, and the other left-wing organizations, it could turn real ugly. These organizations are fascunists. In other words, they're using the same fascist tactics that the government is using to obtain for themselves the communist rules that they want. These people also border on anarchy. They feel that even though they are in a very small minority, if they make enough noise and cause enough trouble, they will get their own way. That's not what this representative republic was founded on, and they do not care. All they want is their own way, nothing more than spoiled children. So, here in Wisconsin, Stephen tells us, there were riots at the Capitol and death threats to the governor and some of the senators. These fascists seemed to think it was okay because they were losing some of the excess benefits they were receiving. I believe that this was the starting point of what is going on now with the upcoming protest. The states are attempting to make everyone equal and bring down their budgets, and the unions do not like it. Here in Wisconsin, we were over $3 billion in the red. What our governor and legislature did was to balance the budget, eliminate the $3 billion in debt. All they did was bring the public employees in line with the private industry workers. So look for things to get nasty on the 17th. That is, by the way, Saturday. I hope I am wrong, Stephen says. By the way, this coming Saturday, I will be enjoying a full day of live blues out on the Embarcadero here in San Diego. It's a fundraising for the food bank here. Cost to get in is $10 and two cans of food. I think I'll go in with $10 and take a case of food. Well, next in line, Stephen says, is knowing what is going to happen between now and the 2012 elections. Right now, our current pretend resident, his popularity is at an all-time low. How is he going to make it so that he will be reelected? As has been stated by one of his closest advisors, David Axelrod, never let a good crisis go to waste. Does it matter if you cause the crisis? Adolf Hitler, we are told, did it and became the dictator of a former republic. Could it be that there will be a major crisis before the 2012 election? If there is, will it be big enough that the people of this country will not want to change presidents or residents? Happened during World War II with FDR. If it's big enough, could the election be called off and martial law be enacted? Think about these things. See if they don't make sense. We currently have a narcissist in the White House. He believes he knows better than all of us scum in flyover country. Oh, come on. You know, those of us who cling to our Bibles and our guns. He also believes that he's some sort of a god. Well, he's a god. No, I can't say that. Remember the night of his nomination when he came out like a Greek god in that unbelievable Hollywood put up in, where was it, Denver? Someplace like that. I think Obama actually believes that he is a god, or just is God. People like Louis Farrakhan believe him to be the savior. Will Obama give up the residency without trying everything possible to hold on to it? I do not believe so. He wants to change America into a communist country and possibly into a Muslim country. He may or may not be a Muslim, but he definitely is a Muslim supporter and sympathizer. These are just things to ponder, Stephen says. B. Hussein O. Emphasis on the B.O. is in the union's pocket. And in the black liberation's pocket is proven by his former pastor in Chicago, the Reverend Wright. He also is in cahoots with what is left of ACORN, and between all of these, he can get things done that should not be done in this country. Oh, let's not forget the SEIU. He's now pretty much running this show by residential decree and orders and bypassing Congress. If he has to create a crisis to remain as the resident of Pennsylvania Avenue, I believe he will do so. And therefore, we had all better keep our eyes and ears open and do whatever it takes to bring this country back to the Constitution and its original intent, and more importantly, to freedom. We have lost much of that freedom, and we'll have to work hard to get it back. Remember, from me, once you've lost something, it takes far more effort to regain it than if you'd put up the effort to keep it to begin with. Yeah, we're all going to need to work to get people elected that will abide by the Constitution. Not sure it can still be done, but we need to try because this may be our last chance. This country is going downhill fast. I'm not sure it can be stopped. However, I still do not like the alternative. Posted this day, FederalObserver.com by Stephen J. Norling. Pretty powerful comments, aren't they? Something to think about. What else have we done over the weekend before we left last night? I came across a column a couple of days ago, and this, frankly, is more frivolous in nature. Since I've been back at this network for a year and introduced many of you to this music we call jazz, I've taken many, many emails, letters of thanks for having introduced you to it. Many of them along the lines of, I never listened to jazz, I never understood it, but you've made it enjoyable, you've made it palatable, and I've gone out and bought so-and-so's albums, and I did this, and I did that. And I don't make a big deal of it. Once in a while, I make some comment about the person who is singing or the musical piece that's playing between breaks. And I came across a piece a couple of days ago that intrigued me from a personal standpoint. It has to do with a musical competition. Years ago, people like Van Cliburn used to host the Van Cliburn music competition. Van Cliburn, of course, became very famous for having been the winner of, I believe it was a Beethoven-type competition back in the 50s, if I'm not mistaken. Well, last weekend, there was a similar competition called the Monk Competition. Thelonious Monk. Rather than spend a tremendous amount of time over this few days that my wife and I are trying to just at least relax, it's not full, part of it's familial duty. Tomorrow we're going up to see my aunt in Laguna. And I'm wrong, she will not be 99, she'll be 98 this coming February. And she was just ecstatic that we were coming over, so we're going to go up to see her tomorrow. I will probably be broadcasting from her patio, which sits very high up on a hill in Laguna Niguel. And you can see little corners of the ocean from it. I doubt I'll be broadcasting live from Laguna Beach itself. The noise levels are insane. The pounding of the surf, you'll never hear me, which may not be so bad either. So late last night, I made a decision to go ahead and post this story about this Thelonious Monk competition. And a 22-year-old pianist from Israel basically had won the competition. His picture is up there, etc. He was pretty well revved up, seemed to dump his whole conception of jazz on his instrument. And oh, by the way, in posting it, I couldn't avoid Thelonious Monk. We've got two great videos of Monks up there. Enjoy them. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future. Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
So be sure that your umbrella is upside down. A trainer for a package of a sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, boy, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Renee Olmsted, accompanied by Chris Botti. The time that she recorded that song, she was a whopping 18 years of age. What a voice. What class. I'm told she's gotten a little bit guttural by the time she hit 22 or 23. Anyway, welcome back. I just thought I'd let that piece of music ride for a few moments. Yeah, 16 years of this, you wonder. You know, I think of the words and the writings of Stephen J. Norling. I first was introduced to Stephen many, many years ago when he wrote a marvelous manuscript called Fashionism. I took it, I modified it slightly, not the word, but I put the emphasis on the UN for obvious reasons, and I recorded that. I think, seems to me, that wound up as a 6 or 8 hour series. I can't recall. But I don't know if it's still in my catalog or not. I think it was only a tape, and I'm not reproducing tapes anymore. I think I donated the reproduction equipment to a church some years ago just to get some use out of it. It's been interesting. I don't know where the rest of this year is going to take us. We got 3.5 months left to go. I can't see it getting any better. I can only see it getting worse. It's not to be a doomsayer, but it's a reality factor, ladies and gentlemen. Our problems are not disappearing tomorrow. They're not disappearing by Christmas. Fat chance of it. This nation needs to win the lottery in more ways than one, not just economically, but politically, as far as the caliber of the people that we send to D.C. It is ultimately up to us. The presidency, probably not. It's time we, the American public, get off our dead assets and rout the lobbyists out, rout big business out, and start outvoting them. And if we can't do it, well, we might as well just stick our head in the sand and go right back to doing it again. One final comment before we go to the end. I commented earlier that we've got access to some very good pricing on South African Krugerrands. I'm going to assume we've probably got a minimum of somewhere between 5 and 10 ounces. Probably the best price 1 ounce gold available today. Don't go putting your money in $20 gold pieces. Grossly overpriced, overbid. It's not worth it. And finally, also, full boxes of Canadian maple leaves. If you get a hold of Robbie, you want to place the order, get it set. Robbie's going to have to get a hold of me because we're going to have some special wiring instructions for those. And Lord knows, we got music running. I can hear it. Thanks for allowing me to spend this time with you today, and thanks for you spending yours with me. I'll see you tomorrow night from the beach. Take care of yourselves. Thanks, man.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and